So we had the health care debate once again this past week in the U.S. Senate, and boy, didn't that end well. In case you missed the party, one of the ideas was, okay, we'll repeal it now, sort of. We have to work on something for 2 years, then it'll be repealed. So, and if anyone thought that over that span of 2 years, given the track record of both the House and the Senate, that they would actually do the job even with that two-year deadline, there's an asylum waiting for you. Then we have what was known as the skinny repeal, which would pretty much keep most of Obamacare, and thankfully that fell to a no vote, thanks to the help of Senator John McCain. So after 7 years of promises, at least for this point in time, there is no hope, no way, no how that Obamacare will be repealed. President Trump put the tweet period on the at the end of this whole debacle by saying what he said back during the campaign. Just let the thing kill itself, which it's well on its way of doing, as insurance exchange after insurance exchange loses insurer after insurer, and the financial need versus the financial feed of Obamacare is just not going to work out. So with that being said, today we pause and mourn the death of the Republican Party. Think back to Friday, people on MSNBC and others in the media, they were calling this past Friday President Trump's failure Friday, while in fact it was a failure by congressional Republicans to, number one, check their ego, especially some, at the door. I mean, how many did we see that were all bent out of shape because they weren't allowed into the party where the health care plan du jour was written and decided upon? They need to clear their eyes, see their duty, and novel idea, do it. So again, don't blame John McCain for voting down that totally idiotic skinny repeal. It was a scam. McCain expressed what I think many, both in the Senate and the House, believe on the Republican side, that House Speaker Paul Ryan cannot and does not have control of his House members and can't get them to focus. So McCain's fear that the skinny repeal would be voted on and passed by the House so they could say they did something was very valid. Very laughable, too, that members of the House would actually think the American people would swallow the line. Well, see, we did something. Got a piece of paper. Going to send it up to the White House. President Trump's going to put his name on it. Yay for us. So as much as it pains me to say this, I think the best route for health care reform right now rests with President Trump and the Democrats. Hear me out. Because the Democrats realize that when dealing with Trump, he will veto what he doesn't approve of. So in order to get something, they have to surrender something. And at least they realize that. Then on the other side, President Trump, as a businessman, he also sees that reality. So we have two sides working on a common platform. The GOP, they've just sent themselves into solitary confinement when it comes to health care reform. After 7 years of promises, they came up, to say the least, more than empty. The old saying about when you dig 6 feet down, you're supposed to stop digging. I don't think that concept has latched on to the Mitch McConnells and others in the Senate leadership. So from this point forward, there's nothing really from either side of the Capitol the congressional GOP says which should be taken serious. They've lost the battle by their own cowardice again, and they've lost the trust of the American people. So what's next for the congressional members of the Republican Party? A boatload of primary challengers next year. And that's how we're going to drain the swamp.